Shalom Aleichem, greatest friends. This year should be a special schus for Esther Leibas Frimit and for Nassim Chaim and Zelda. You should have Rafu Shleima and for Yitzhak and Bracha, Rafu Shleima, and for Rav David Avram Yitzhak Yona, Bracha Batzlacha B'chom Ase Yadav. It says in the Torah and Parashas Re'eh, Yud Beis Dalad, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi says, Lo Sasum Kein L'Haktir L'Shamayim B'chom Mokoyim, Kein B'mokom Asher Yivchar. In other words, don't bring karbonos wherever you want, only where God chooses. Another pshat Rashi says, "V'nitatzdem es mizbechoisam v'ibadetem es shemam lo sasun kein." This is an azhar l'mochikas Hashem l'nosek tzad evin min hamizbeach o min hazara. This v'nitatzdem, it says that you should destroy their mizbechos, the name of the avodah zarah, and don't do this to God. Meaning, do not erase God's name. It says, V'ibadetem Hashemam, you're not allowed to be mochek Shem Hashem. But Azari is supposed to destroy, but not Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to destroy an Evan from the Mizbeach or from the Azara. In the Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Lamed Zayin, he writes, V'niradal kolponim enochai rak b'mochak ois o the makalkel Hashem legamre o the nikr Shem acher avo b'mochak tzas min ha'ois v'adayin ois nikr. Says the that if you have Shem Hashem and you take one of the letters of Shem Hashem and you don't erase it completely, the os is still nicker, you just shortened it a little bit, you narrowed it a little bit, but it still has the tsuras haos. That is not considered mochek, since the name of Hashem is still readable. It's still legible. That's not considered ibud. Even if you erase the kotz of a yud, you're chayiv. Hainu b'ofen she's kalkel yud. That's only if the yud is miskalkel, if you ruin the yud. According to Rashi, the way he says the yud is written. According to Rabbi Natan, the way he says the yud is written. Avo beinu mekalkel klal bevadein oser klal kenera pashut. So it's pashut to the Minchas Chinuch that as long as you don't erase the letter completely, as long as it still has its tzuras haos, you're still okay. And the iser is removing the tzuras haos being mekalkel legamre. So he says it's pashut. You can already guess that not everybody's going to hold that it's so pashut. In the Sefer Torah Zev, he's marich and brings the poskim, he brings the Keses Sofer, Chakira Yudalid, brought from the Shut HaMaharal Prague. It also holds like the Menchas Chinuch, there's no Isser Mechika, if you're on Omochek Mixes Os, and he adds, V'afil and Etfala Meno Dome, the Shama Kopana Mechika Ika, V'al Mixes Os, Ain not mechika klal, that if you have nitpalim part of the Shem Hashem, like Elokeichem, so the chaf mem is not actually Shem Hashem, but it's nitpal. But here you can't compare it, because there you're mochik. But here mixes, oh, this isn't mechika at all. He brings the prima gadim, he says there's no mechika. But he also brings the shalos and shubas avodas hergeshuni, in the name of the Rama Mipano, and it's shuban simin lamed vav. That even if you're not makalkel the os at all, even if you're miyapi the os, you make it look better, if that's considered erasing. Kolshken, you're not allowed to be makalkel the os, but even if you're not mamish, makalkel the os, you're still over on lo sasun kein, l'shem elokeichem. If you have, says the Rama Mipano, the regel ketani, you have a little bit of a leg that is hanging from the left roof of the dalet part of the hay, and beneath that you have the leg of the hay, and now you want to remove this little leg that's on the roof so that the hay looks like a dal, so that the hay looks like a hay, in other words, the dalet part of the hay, the top part of the hay, looks like a dalet, so that it should look better. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Because if that little leg is not mafsid the tzur of the dalid, so you have a heke hilchasa. And if you remove part of it, it's mechikas Hashem d'oraisa, because it's part of the shame. Even though the os is yoser mehudr without that regal tluya, nevertheless, there's an iser mechika. Even though the os is going to remain shalem and mehuderes yoser. Uli idach gisa, if we say that through this regel, the dalet of the hay is puzzle, then aladei grey russo, it's like writing that os hay. And this ksivas puzzle, because that's called chok tuchos. That he didn't really write the letter, you just removed part of the letter which created the letter. As you had a letter that wasn't a letter, it was too much ink, and then you remove part of the ink which created the letter, that's chok tuchos. That's not a maisik siva, some amount of shechet's wrong. Either because you're if it's a kosher dalet or hey, you're erasing part of it, and if it's and that you're not allowed to do, and if it's not kosher, then it's not going to help. So we have a machlokas achronim, if you're allowed to erase part of a letter to be miyap of the letter. So the Avram brings all this down, and he says that in the Torah Zev, he brings that this Shaila was asked by the Moran, to Moran Riz HaLevi, the Briska Rav, and he said, Vadai the Aser. Vadai the Aser, because it's no lo gora, haimik the Sois HaNimchok, meaning kol nitzvah Hashem Yachor V'das L'mochko. Just like you're not allowed to be mochek, what's connected to God's name at the end, Elokei Chem, Elokei Nu, so you're also not allowed to erase part of God's actual name. It's like you're not allowed to erase what's only connected to God's name, you're not allowed to erase God's actual name. God's name is Mekadesh. Just like the Nitpalim, just like what's connected to God's name is Mekadesh, so too these are Mekadesh. However, we already brought from the Chut Maralmi Prague that it's not so Pashut. Because Nitpalim is worse. Because by Nitpalim, if you erase those letters that are connected to the name of Hashem, add to the name of Hashem. So that's Mamish Mechika. That's Mechika Gemura. But here, you're just being the app of the os, and the os retains its suras os. Maybe that's Mutter. And the Grizz continues, and he brings a raya that it's aser. It says in the Turi Yeradel, Chasei Pertorotzen, Reishain Vav, Yesh Bo Devek Bo Osios, Hashem Yesh Lo Legoro. If the Osi Hashem are connected to each other, you should cut part of it off, remove part of it. Vein Tzorachakach, Lahavir Elof Kulmus. You don't have to write it over again, Lekatzer, to be Mekadish the shame, because it was ready nichtuv kehilchaso b'kedushas Hashem. Beis Yosef writes, Kol zeh lashon arosh, v'zvar mevuar mitzvos tevuka lechaverta kamamayri. So my one letter is connected to another letter. So writes the Mordechai, Omeri, shim hitvik os shel shem yochol limchok, af al pi da azhar lemochik melos asasun kein, ha tikun hu v'shar, this is a tikun. If you mean metakin, if there's a devik in the two osios of shem Hashem, that you're allowed to do, because that's taka tikun. V'ra kolpanam chazinam mizeh, the dafka says the grizz mishum zanech of tikkun. The only reason it's mutter because it's a tikkun. But if it's not a tikkun, then it is not mutter. Why didn't he say better? Instead of saying it's a tikkun, why didn't he say there's no mechika? Because everybody retains their tzuras ha'osi. Even after you're megarer, even after you remove this dibuk between the osios, each os is going to retain its tzuras ha'osi to say it's not mechika at all. No. Says that it is mechika, but it's mutter because it's a tikkun. Mashma, there would be no tikkun, then it would be aser. Look also in the Pesachei Tshuva, who writes, Ayin Shuvas no de Bihuda, Tinyanu Yeredea Kuv Samach Tetz, the Dafka Kishem Dvukim Betchilas Ksivasam, which is a possible choladeus. It's only if they're dvuk from the very beginning, but if it happens afterwards, no. Why? Because maybe the halachas are not puzzle, and you're not allowed to be mochek, afilu. Miktsas os. So we have a big machlokas here. We have another Bihuda, Briska Rav, who hold Ramami Pano, behold, you're now allowed to be mochik part of Os of Shem Hashem. And on the other corner, we have the Avodas HaGershuni, we have the Shuvas Maral Prague, we have the Prima Godim, that there's no Minchas Chinuch, that there's no Iser Mechika. However, Yesh B'Zem Makom Iyun. It says in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimelam and Bey, Zekeli Van Vey, we slaughter in front of the mitzvahs. You have to look beautiful in front of Hashem with mitzvahs. Sukkah na, Shofar na, Tzitzis na, Sefer Torah na. So there's a mitzvah to write a beautiful Sefer Torah. Zoyat Kapaskat the Rambam, Zayin Melchus Sefer Torah, Lachat Dalet. How do you write a Sefer Torah? Kosev, Ksiva, Misukenes, Nabi Yosef. Very beautiful writing. So what's Pshat in the Raman? All those who ask are Lefi Pshuto, when you're Guru Chelik Menahos, like the Tzir of the Ramami Pano, that's the Os is not going to be Mahudr with the Tosefis Regel, that's Tluya Legaga Dalid, so there's no by being Goyer, there's no Hidr Mitzvah. By being Goyer, there's a Hidr Mitzvah. So why should there be an Isser Mechika? You don't want to be Mashchasid, you don't want to be Ma'abedid. You're an Isser to be Ma'abed, there's a Mitzvah to be Ma'abed Avodah Zarah. Not Shem Hashem, but here the Kavanas and Kavanas Ibud. The kavana is to be metaken. So what's the problem? You want to be mekayim zekeli banveyu? The Rambam in Halachas Zayin writes that Hasosar filu evan achas. Derech hashchosa, menesbechom menahechom mishar zera loyka shneimar bavodas kochavim kias misbechosim titotzen. Hosasim ken l'shem loykechem. So it's dafka. Them you have to destroy us. You're not allowed to destroy our things. You're not allowed to destroy. Atzei kodesh derech hashchosa loyka. You're not allowed to destroy. But here would be a tikkun. So lechor would be mutter. In what case might it not be mutter? When the osa looks beautiful. And Ayde Agrera says it's going to be Pachos Mehuder, even though it's still kosher. There's more of a tzad to say that if you're Mechaser from the Os, that's a Shtikel Hashchas, even though, again, one can argue, from Menchas Chinuch and others, that it's still Beseder Gamor because it still has its Tzuras Os. So Mitzvah Shem, Shem should give us the Kalach and the Moach. In the next segment of the Shir, we will go a little bit more into this, and hopefully get some Havan in this Machlokas, and we should be Zochet Haka, L'lmod u'l'lamed, L'shmor v'l'asot et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.